we are happy to present again and welcome back the greatest of all singing Irishmen, John McCormack.
My first number today is an exquisite little song of Mozart's written when he was 17 years of age. It's really an aria in miniature and is called "Oh, What Bitter Grief Is Mine." What bitter grief is mine, ah me, how this heart doth pine on nameless cold, yours grieve me. Love, though thou art lost, daytime or by night, I never can forget thee. I never can forget thee. Love, though thou art lost, yet by daytime or by night, I never can forget thee. I never can forget thee. My next song is naturally an Irish one. It was sung to Herbert Hughes and myself by an old carryman in Carrasaveen this summer. We found it very fascinating, and I'll sing it to you exactly as the old carryman sang it to me, except that I haven't got his delicious accent. I'll have to use my own. And it's beautifully arranged by Mr. Herbert Hughes, and as usual at the piano is Teddy Schneider. All right, Teddy? Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July, down a boreen green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair, such a coaxing elf I was ashamed of myself for to see I was really there. From Baltry Bay up to Derrique and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the bright Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched me head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and he says to me, that's the gem in Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban, she's the star of the county down. From Baltry Bay up to Derrique and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the bright Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in me Sunday clothes, with me shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no horse I'll yoke, till me plough is a nut coloured brown. till a smiling bride be me own fireside is the star of the county down. From Baltry Bay up to Derry, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the bright Colleen that I met in the county down. My dear friend, that splendid American musician, Charles Wakefield Cadman, has written the next song specially for this broadcast. I am very grateful to him, and I hope that you will like it as well as I like it. It's called The Silent Hour of Prayer.
God called us to the hour of prayer, far from the world apart, where I may hear his voice that speaks to every listening heart. God calls me to the hour of prayer, where deep within my breast, far from the world's mad tumult, I find sweet joy and rest. I find sweet joy and rest.
The new year, 1937, is just a few days away. It is sure to mark a new high in fine and exciting radio entertainment. You owe it to yourself and to your family during 1937 to have a radio set that will bring these splendid programs into your home just as they are broadcast. An RCA Victor radio will give you this perfection in reception. The reason is simple. RCA Victor radios are made by the only organization that builds everything in radio, from microphone to receiving set, the Radio Corporation of America. So, next year, be sure your reception is RCA all the way, from studio to your living room. Listen to the remarkable performance of 1937 RCA Victor Magic Voice Radios, with Magic Brain, Magic Eye, and RCA Metal Tubes. And remember, prices are fitted to 1937 pocketbooks. RCA Victor sets begin at $20, and you'll find 28 models for less than $100. Easy terms and generous trade-in allowances can be arranged.